I'm Jamisha Miller, and for today's news story, I'm speaking with Nora Ost, Anthony Ost's mother, a 23-year-old Ottawa man who fell to his death from a 12-story window during a police raid. We spoke about the recent vigil organized by the Justice for Abdi Rahman Abdi Coalition held to commemorate Anthony Ost.
So, how have you been?
Well, as can be expected, devastated.
Yeah.
However, it's what it is, man. And I just have to continue.
Who organized the vigil?
The group of, understanding is the group of people who are advocating for the belief of Abdi, yeah.
Okay, so it was the Justice for Abdi Rahman Coalition?
Yes, yes, and pretty much the Black Matter related, I believe.
And so how did it go?
It went from 4 to, I believe, 6:30, around 6:30. Well, it's clearly the community is involved in all those matters, and they were there to support. We have several speakers and several guests, I believe 4 or 5. I wouldn't be able to say that I listened to everyone. My mind is kind of zoned out for the moment.
Yeah.
But, it was, my heart, or our heart, was warm to see how matters like this touch people's hearts and how they get involved.
How does the support from the community, how has it been making you feel?
Well, when you have a loss like the one we have, and you don't really think about the people around, it's just what we are going through. But several people and several organizations, which I will not be able to tell you the names, have tried to contact me and offer out support in different ways. As I said today, I don't think anyone else is ready to talk or to be taking the support of the community. But definitely I acknowledge through this experience that there is a support and that the community want to help and feel sorry for tragedy like that. We have a funeral on the 24th.
Okay, and how was that?
That was to me a pretty much God's hands, because considering what we are going through right now with this pandemic, and that not many people are to be together in one place, the funeral home, it was open to give out all the options, and pretty much we had the day for us. Nobody else was there, which allowed us to have over 60 people. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was calm. It was, to me, it was more like, well, let's do it as if it is his wedding. And do it as his wedding and remember him and celebrate it and say goodbye as we are saying goodbye. It was touching. Some of his close friends were there.
Okay.
Some of the members of the church were there. Pretty much, it was, to me, it was very important that his friends were there. The one that I was able to get a whole house and the family. It was, I mean, over 60 people, close to 70 people, were attend the funeral and the viewing. But I would say a lot of them were, there was a lot of young people, teenagers, people that knew him, like close to him. Well, I just have to say thank you to everyone. Thank you for the immense support. I can visualize right now, but clearly there is support, and I have to thank the people, the group who organized it. I believe, and visual like this, it needs to happen. Unfortunately, we don't want to be the ones that are the center of it, the grieving ones, but it's very important to have hope and young people like that are okay for adjusted and for what we are going through in the community and around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to say thank you to everyone.
Thank you very much, Nora, for your time and for answering my questions. I really, really, really appreciate it, knowing that you're going through this. I'm really sorry for your loss again.
Thank you.
You just heard my interview with Nora Oss, Anthony Oss's mother, a 23-year-old Ottawa man who fell to his death from a 12-story window during a police raid. Thank you for tuning into this week's news story. This news story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.